Let's get started. You're only as successful as you can make your client or patient successful. Your job is to understand both their physical and emotional capacity for change and to administer the action items we give you accordingly so as not only to keep them safe, but to keep them moving forward at a pace that's sustainable for them. There's really no rush to the finish line. That's what I love about having you guys, private practitioners, administering this work. It means that it's totally okay if you keep them in the getting started module for, let's say, a month or longer. They don't need to know anything about the modules or the time frames, just that you have their back to help them with a profound gut healing protocol in which their body's response is going to set the pace. So pace this section out for them so that they can remain motivated versus overwhelmed. You're gonna need to gauge that. The counselor role is very important here. Listen to them, hold space for them. That is the number one thing that people are truly starved for in their interactions with others these days. This is another reason why it is profound for you to be doing this practitioner training program, because our end-use gut thrivers, you know, well over 7,000 now at the time I'm filming this, have gone through our program without having someone by their side to hold their hand, evaluating organ and gland function, and highly customizing or pacing out the program. One of your client or patient gut thrive programs might be 3 months, and another might be 6 months or even longer. So your job as the clinician is really listen to all of who they are, understand what's on their plate physically, mentally, and emotionally, and respond accordingly in a way that sets them up for success. And of course, you've got a team of 4 clinicians with many, many decades of private practice experience to help you along the way. In order to do that, you really should go through this program as if you were the client or patient yourself. See how your body responds. See what feelings or frustrations or experiences come up for you. It's going to make you a heck of a lot more relatable. I've been my own lab rat for decades, and I would never have successfully created all that I have created if I hadn't done that. We need a visceral understanding of the work that we administer to help us understand nuance and truly to become the artists of our own practice. And as an exclusive Gut Thrive practitioner, you are the only ones who have our legal permission to download and print our handouts and use them in your private practice for your clients and patients. They cannot be used for any other reason or in any other place. You are not to post them publicly online anywhere. We do recommend, though, that you give your patients or your clients printed handouts, use the handouts as a tool to explain the program during your sessions, follow up with the same handouts that are emailed to them. There's going to be links in there that they need. And if you want to go super old school, and I recommend that you do, give them a 3-ring binder where they can add the handouts in the action items in each session as you let their personal health process build, or suggest that they do that if you're working remotely with them, which I imagine most of you are these days. Now, my experience in 10 plus years of private practice and then working with more than 20,000 people online in a meaningful way is that in addition to having the handouts electronically, they like to build a book. People keep giving us that feedback. It makes the process feel co-creative and like they're getting somewhere, and they like having a hard copy of something to refer to or to read before bed and get off their phone. Now, the first handout that you'll be able to click on in the Gut Thrive Practitioner portal is called Gathering Supplies and Products for Your Gut Thrive Experience. Your client or patient may not need everything in here. It's your job as the clinician to give this to them, help them decide what to pick up and what to order as they head into doing the cleanse. So you'll download this handout, print it out, go over it with them in their first Gut Thrive session after you do the initial intake with them. Okay, you should also email this to them or have your practice assistant email it to them after the first session. They should get all the handouts emailed and paste out in a way that they don't get overwhelmed. You don't just dump the whole thing on them, okay? Before you give them this particular handout, make sure you watch the webinar at the end of the Getting Started module where I explain an overview of the program and the gut microbiome, because I want you to explain this to your client in your own words so that they partner with you in their healing process and they're just as excited about it as you. Okay, because as I've mentioned before, my philosophy, as should be yours, is to teach a man how to fish versus give a man a fish. We want our clients and patients to understand what's happening in their bodies so that they stick with it and they remain healthy long after the program ends. And this is the best way to get referrals. Help them get well, right? Help them get well. Help them understand how they got well. And then you will have contributed to a shifted belief system around health, which is the most amazing, wonderful gift, not only to give your client or patient, but truly to give to the world, because studies are showing that we dramatically affect the 7 people closest to us when we make positive change in our lives and our health. So once they understand a bit about the process, you'll be taking them through. To achieve better health, you're going to need to set realistic expectations. And you're going to use my setting expectations video in lesson 1 as the template and then put it in your own words, right? You're becoming the artist of your practice. Inspire your client as to why they're going to do what they're going to do. Sell them on the result because they came to you feeling poorly, probably scared, even a little bit lost. Perhaps they don't have much hope left due to a very long health journey they could have potentially been on before they found you. You're the one that needs to paint the picture for them as to how they can feel within just a short time. If they're willing to trust you, trust themselves and their bodies, and trust the process. Because likely where they sit right now, they can't even imagine what feeling well looks like. It's just not in their current viewpoint. So your job is to inspire them with the end result and, you know, let them know there is such a limited risk involved because this process has been tried and tested with more than 7,000 people with a 95% success rate. That alone should give them hope. Make sure they take accountability for their health process face to face with you because you are the guide, but all the work happens in their eating and their living life. And a very common mistake that I made the first 5, maybe 7 years of my practice was taking over accountability and over responsibility for my client's healing process, right? Like almost wanting for their wellness more than they did, that I put too much responsibility on myself, which is rooted in ego, not enough on them and then their own personal power. So they weren't as empowered as they could have been. They still got fantastic results, but I got unnecessarily drained. And many of you are empaths and you wanna heal, you wanna help people so much, but you're gonna have to manage that aspect of your energy as you take on more clients and patients. Okay, so I want you to learn from my mistakes. Let them know that health is not a linear process, and certainly healing the gut is not a linear process, but you're on their team to guide them, and you're going to help them listen to their body, see how it responds, and customize the program accordingly. Reiterate that they can trust this process, that more than 7,000 people before them have tremendously benefited from this work, and logic would say that they will too. The bottom line is that we want you to develop your unique style and confidence as a practitioner throughout this program, so use my videos as a template to find your own voice. If your confidence isn't quite there yet, you can use my words as a crutch until your experience builds and you start to own this process, right? That's why we've given you both the written transcript and the audio files for all of our videos. Okay, next, you're gonna have your client or patient fill out and date both the symptom wheel and the goal sheet directly in session with you, and you're gonna talk through both of them with them, showing them how the program is gonna help improve their symptoms and how you in particular can help them reach the goals that they laid out. It's very powerful to write this down and get it on paper. Then you're gonna watch the assessment video. You're gonna take the assessment yourself so that you understand it enough to explain it to your client. Now, this assessment was developed by the brilliant Dr. Jack Tipps, who was doing microbiome work for, you know, since I was born, for 30 years before anyone even knew what the heck the microbiome was. He developed specifically for us this 180 questionnaire assessment that has 4 variables of frequency and variability. It took 2 years of running before and after lab work to create this assessment. Now, this assessment is going to help you save your client the time and the money of running the stool test, the saliva test, the blood panels for gut markers. And if they're tight on money or you don't have lab accounts, you're a health coach, you don't have lab accounts, our experience is that with all of our gut thrivers, that the assessment is more accurate than lab work because we don't treat the lab work. It targets the root cause pathogen, not just an active pathogen, which is easy to catch in lab work, right? So for example, if you have candida, H. pylori could be responsible for that candida continuing to proliferate, and thus, you know, maybe candida is the only thing that shows up on the lab work because it's protecting or hiding the H. pylori. So we're finding this genetic root cause. And of course, you can decide to just use the assessment or to get lab work in addition to taking the assessment for them, you know, before they begin, or maybe you want to run lab work midway through. It's all your prerogative and we will help you with whatever your choice is. I just want to note that lab work is not needed, but you have that luxury to run it, to review it, to have us help you review it. You know, we're going to guide you. If you've never run lab work, but hey, you want to start, we also have a lab work sheet where we'll explain the labs to you and help you with that if it's something you want to move, you know, if that's a direction you want to head in. So many clients are going to come to you already having run lab work and worked with one or more practitioners without success or without total success. And of course, we'll help you in the webinars and the case studies to analyze those and the deeper meaning behind the lab work if you do bring it up to us. Now, the questions in the assessments, they relate to the intestinal microbiota's role in digestion, gastrointestinal function, and physiological processes. Okay, they also talk about the microbial influence over the gut-brain connection and the reciprocal brain-gut connection. They're really giving us a big picture. And as I mentioned, the assessment is based on scientific research, 2 years of clinical experience. It applies new insights about how intestinal microbes, such as bacteria, fungus, virus, protozoa, parasites, how are they linked to the body's cellular expressions that influence overall health? Because science is now, just now, beginning to conceptualize the fact that intestinal microbes are an independent organ system that function for human benefit or detriment. A person's intestinal microbes and their well-being are so closely interlinked that a healthy gut microbiota is now considered the core foundation of human health. Okay, so factors that this assessment examines for your own edification include the current set point of inflammation of your client or patient. Microbial impact on glucose metabolism, very important. Thyroid and adrenal health are inextricably connected to gut health, and a lot of SIBO is being driven by unexplained or unfounded hypothyroidism caused by the body's lack of ability to regulate blood sugar. Usually it starts with stress. You're also gonna see how microbes are going to affect weight. You know, we really need to look at that and see if they have weight to lose, what is the root cause of that? Is it the microbiome? We're gonna look for parasitic influences in this assessment. We're gonna look for pathogenic biofilms and to learn a little bit about them. We're gonna learn for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or SIBO. I'm sure you're no stranger to that. Insufficient intrinsic factor, where they can't absorb vitamin B12, tons of brain fog going on out there. Dysbiosis, the measure of how much leaky gut they do or don't have. It's really a question of everybody has leaky gut these days, so how much? We also want to know the history of pathogenic microbial involvement, the longevity of that history. Levels of hydrochloric acid production, very important to prevent reinfection. Levels of digestive and enzyme function. And we're also looking at short chain carbohydrate aggravation. All of this is what you will learn about your client and your patient in the assessments you are having them take. Now you can pause this video right now, get your buns over there, take the assessment so you see exactly what I'm talking about, or you can keep going and keep watching as I recap the rest of the Getting Started module. There is a closeout video that lists your action items at the end of all this, so just don't feel like you have to remember everything that I'm saying right now. Okay, as soon as you, and of course your many, many clients or patients finish the assessment, the results are gonna put them in one of four buckets based upon their root cause pathogen, be it upper GI tract with H. pylori, lower GI tract with SIBO, small intestinal overgrowth. We'll be looking again for metabolic roots to that SIBO, parasites or protozoa or yeast, fungus, candida. And so the results of this assessment will determine which diet they follow, they're all different. Which supplements they follow, they're all different. Which self-care and detox practices they follow that you will customize and administer to them throughout the program, those are all different. Now keep in mind that each of the four programs covers all aspects of digestion and microbiome health. So you're still addressing upper and lower GI, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, parasites, viruses, metals. You're addressing all of that as you take them through the program. You're just putting them into a targeted root cause pathogen track so you can take down the biggest domino first, and then you'll be able to, you know, knock the other ones down much easier. All explained very well within the program. Once you know the plan that your clients, patients, and hopefully you will be following in the Gut Thrive program, you can either have them purchase the supplements from you. If you'd like to order them at a heavy discount from us, you will be able to make a 25% margin, which means you charge 25% higher per supplement package than you purchased it for. Okay, that is what is gonna be full market rate. If you don't want to, you're not ready to mess with stocking inventory at all, then you can send them directly to our public-facing supplement store. You may not pass the discounted links in this program to your client or patient. That link is locked. It is just for practitioners who will be reselling, and there is a $1,000 minimum purchase order, which is going to be 3 to 4 kits to get started. We're tracking purchases from this site, and if you give out this information to end-use consumers, customers who are not practitioners or practitioners not in this program, the result will be an immediate cancellation of your training program without refund. Now make sure you have supplement liability insurance if you're going to be selling the supplements. If you need help with that, we'll send you options. If you don't want to stock up on supplements, as I said, we'll link our public-facing store in that section. I really want you to make sure you learn all about the magic and profound synergy of these formulas and really the sheer brilliance behind them by watching this supplement video so that you can passionately communicate about them to your client or patient. I am telling you, every single ingredient in every single supplement was well thought out with many, many hours behind it for clinical efficacy, and I want you to have an intimate understanding of that. This plan, it has a combined 45 years of clinical experience that went into building this, and we've been administering Gut Thrive to many thousands of people since 2014. So we've continually refreshed the clinical process, you know, multiple times along the way to keep up with what we learn from all of these people, but also from new advancements in science, and we will continue to keep doing that. Doing this is delivering gut health in a box to your practice with little to no risk. Lastly, you're going to prep your client's body and mind. You set up their mental, emotional mindset for success, so watch the prepping, the body and mind video, and listen to the audio by Mary Shinoda, the Paleo Chef. Now, once you've gone through all of these things in this module, which is what you'll be doing next, and you have a full understanding of them, it's going to be time to take action and to have your clients and patients take action. I'm going to meet back up with you at the end of the Getting Started module with your detailed action plan for your patients. So I will see you soon.